stuff, give God our attention, get things off of our mind, focused in on Him, concentrating on Him, because if we pay attention to Him, He pays attention to us. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's what the Bible says. If I was going to title the sermon this morning, it would be A Strong Life. I was going to title it A Strong Foundation, but A Strong Life. I'm going to base it out of Scripture in Luke 6. But how many knows the Lord don't want His people to be weak and defeated through this life? And I mean, look around today. I mean, the more people turn away from Jesus and unplug themselves from the things of the kingdom, we're going to see it in the last days. The Bible said there will be a great falling away in the last days. I believe we're in troublesome times and all of that stuff. We're going to see it, but only we don't have to have the experience that they experience in our life. We just got to hold fast to the Lord and the things of the Lord, praise God. Because there's going to come an apostasy in the last days. You know, false teachers and different things. And people giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. They're doing it. They're doing it by the thousands. I mean, you know, the Lord, had this guy come and I'm just going to illustrate this. Maybe. I had this guy to come and he done some setting on the sound. I didn't really want him to. That wasn't a purpose, but he did it anyways. Changed up the microphones, done a little bit of, and it throwed everything off for a little bit. And the Lord told me, he said, leave it alone. He said, leave it alone. And I said, but Lord, you know, it's got some people right now, you know, it's got them a little throwed off. He said, leave it alone. He said, in just a little while, he said, they won't even be noticing it anymore. So I didn't change anything. He said, well, I hadn't heard anything that it don't sound good or whatever the case might be. You know why? See, the Lord knows that if we don't stay on, we're going to get that change back. We will just get used to the way it is and settle for it. This world, I mean this world and the way the world is right now, wants us for things just to be normal. That's the way it is. You know, I mean, you've got the transgender, you've got the woke, you've got all these things. They tried to do away with history. And if you lock our government in the way they are right now, you don't know your Bible. It is so anti-God. So anti-do unto others as you would have them do unto you. You do what we say or else. This culture, I'm not on all that. I'm not into politics and all of that stuff, but this Bible right here gives me a real clear picture pretty much of where we are in the time. I mean, you've got all the way to the White House, not down here to the states now. God's still in control of some of the states to where they are going to have God. They're going to have, we serve the people, we serve the people, we serve the people. That's like God, whether them people are lost or not. But when you try to push God out, God has been pushed out for the last 2-3 years. God has been pushed out of the White House and a lot of the states to where they don't acknowledge God. They don't. All of our presidents that I'm aware of acknowledge the Lord. Pretty much all of them wanted, they had prayer, had people praying for them and praying, letting them come to the White House and all of that. I'm talking about a strong life. I'm not on politics this morning. But if you watch that TV and you just sit there and you just say, this is just the culture we're living in now. This is just the way it is. You know, and we do need to have gay rights and all of that. Not a right to stop our rights. Go on and live your life like you want it. Go on. Go on if you're a man, live with a man. It's anti-God. God don't approve of it. Just leave God alone with it. Don't bring him in there and make out like the rest of the Christians that this is, God's okay with this. We just living in a time now, you know, we got to make sure everybody, that God loves everybody. He does love everybody, but he don't like ways that are anti-God. He don't approve of it. And I am not going to get in agreement with it. I'm not going to go down spiritually. I'm not talking about the church now. I would begin to lose the anointing. Truth is the only thing that makes you free. Truth is the only thing that sets you free. Truth is the only thing that we have on this planet that is secure. And that is the thing that we hang on to. Marriage is a covenant between a man and a woman. There's no covenant. Now, a man and a man can come together and they can make a covenant, but God ain't in that one. A woman and a woman can come together and make a covenant together, but God ain't in that covenant. They can claim Jesus is if they want to. I'm not going to be deceived, and neither should you. Neither should you believe it. They're not born that way. I'm talking about a strong life. Put them scriptures up, Beth. I got to get this before I go on, because I'm basing what I'm saying out of the Bible. Whosoever comes to me and heareth my sayings and do them, I will show you to who he's like. He is like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the floods arose, steam beat vehemently upon that house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon the rock. But he that heareth and doeth not is like a man. Jesus wrote this. He that heareth and doeth not is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. There's two types of houses. Both of them was built. Both houses was built here. But one was built on the rock. One house was built on the Word. One house was built solid. The Bible says they some today, their house is in ruin. Christians are not going. Christians, whether you've been born again, you can have been born again and not be a follower of the Lord Jesus. Well, I just believe Jesus is in my house. No, Jesus ain't in your house. Jesus is in you, and he wants to take you somewhere. He wants to take you somewhere. He said, I am the way. I am the life. But he said here, these sayings of mine. I mean, he had just got through teaching them a whole bunch of stuff. He had just got through teaching them up to this right here, the Beatitudes and, you know, the do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I mean, y'all out there that's watching us this morning by you know, Facebook, I mean, you enjoy it, you like it, you don't even know why. You don't like the hard things that I say, the hard things that we say, but you keep being drawn to it. Why? Because something in you wants truth. Something in you needs something deeper than this world or your body or anything like that. I mean, if you're sitting out there, you know, I mean, you wouldn't like it if today I started to get up there and say, Beth, don't do Facebook Live. Let's just cut them off. And I thought, well, that'd be the wrong spirit, just like they're sitting there in their living room not going to church in the wrong spirit, listening to me preach. So I'm not going to preach in the wrong spirit just because I want to cut them off where they're not getting it, so you need to hear it. The Bible says, forsake not the assembling of yourself together as the manner of some are, and much more as you see the day approaching. Provoke one another to good works. Talking about, I'm provoking you to go to church where you can call on God and God will show up. Well, I thought he loved everybody. He does, but he give everybody free will. He wants a willing heart to sacrifice for the things that he sacrificed for us. Hallelujah. Not a have to. I don't have to be here preaching this morning. I don't have to stay married. I don't have to believe what I believe. I choose to believe based on that Bible, that if I get the truth of God's word in me, that it will deliver me. My house won't get built. I won't become a 28-year-old Christian that is warped up in my thinking because I won't pay attention to the word of God, and I'll listen to any preacher that's, I like what Samantha said. She heard preacher didn't reveal him. That's fine. That's good. I don't believe we should, you know. But couldn't really grasp that preaching that preacher was saying that. You know why? You know why? That don't bear witness with your spirit or the word. That's why you feel that way. Don't feel condemned if you see things and you see things that are wrong and you're not judging that person. The word of God's the only reason, the Holy Spirit, that you know truth. You've given yourself to the word of God. I put it in my life, you know, that I would never get a divorce, that God hates divorce. I wanted a divorce, Teresa, you know, probably a half a million times, but I won't do it because I will not let that word get out of my heart and ruin nobody's life, ruin my life, ruin your life. My choices is going to affect you. But I ain't got to really be concerned about that if I do what Jesus said. He that comes to me and hears my sayings, I'll show you what he's like. He'll be built strong. He will be strong. She will be strong. Then when the storms come, storms of life, the apostasy, the deception, I won't be deceived as long as I hang on to the word. He tells people to go to church, you know, and they won't go to church and wonder why things, calamity's happening in your life. I'm telling you why.
He's always about church.
So is Jesus. Forsake not the assembling. You're not going to sit at home and think that you are going to get the same thing that people that sacrifice for the Lord is going to get. And you're not going to make me believe you can sit at home and you can say it's all okay. You can say you have a blessed life, but I hear you whining. I hear you suffering lack because you are not doing what the Lord said. He's talking to people that go to church just when they want to. Just whenever they feel like going, you know, just I'll go if I want to. It's cold this morning. It's hot. He deals with those kind of folk. He wants them to have a strong life. He wants them to be faithful to him. Be faithful to the ministry, see? And God don't ask these things to take away. The word is not to subtract. The word is to build us up. And multiply, because the thing about it is, you don't know and I don't know the things that God has in store for us before he comes here on the earth. You may be a pastor listening to me today and ain't even thought about pastoring. And you won't even be faithful to church. How can God build that pastor? I mean, the Bible says, don't be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. Now, what part of that right there should I break down and say, you know, well, God understands your emotions. He knows you're lonely. No. If the Bible says don't do it, then there are going to be not good consequences to that person that does that. I don't care what this world says. I mean, it's even in the church now, it's okay, you know, we call it shack up. It's sex outside of marriage. That is not okay with the Lord. You can tithe all you want to, and you can go to church all you want to, and you do these things knowing in your heart that these things are conviction to you that you should not be doing. You will not, Satan will use that as a vice grip. You will not be able to abide in the faith of God because he that hears and what? It's not just talking about that little scripture right there in 49. He's talking about, he's telling people today, some of God's people are physically sick because they won't forgive. They will not forgive. The Bible says, forgive so your heavenly Father can forgive you of your trespasses. So unforgiveness locks us in from locks us out from mercy from the Lord. I don't care what somebody has done to you. You cannot afford to not forgive, because you will be built on the sand. And I mean, it'll weaken you. It'll just keep weakening you and weakening you. Your mind will tell you, your mind will say, oh, it's okay. God understands. God, no, it'll weaken you. It'll lie to you. Satan will lie to you. Your mind will lie to you. But in your spirit, you listen to your spirit and you keep the word there, and it'll cause you to be strong. And the Bible says the strong spirit of a man will sustain him in bodily harm and trouble. Somebody said the other day, what if Teresa was to, something happened to Teresa, you'd probably, find. I said, no, I wouldn't. She thinks I would too. I said, why would I want to sign up for that? Why would I want to choose a battle that I don't have to fight? Well, you mean a battle? Y'all get to go out and eat, and yeah. But what about her kids? And what about her grandkids and her great great grandkids and her mama and her daddy and her? I get involved with the whole family. So if I think wise, Johnny, I will just give my two little grandkids. And I won't be deceived by then. I will not enter a 56 years old entering into a dumb battle. Dumb. For me. Now, if God tells you, you've got an anointing for it. Just go for it, Jack. Just get jacked up and go. Hammer. Those that are led by the Spirit, these are, I'm going scripture here. Here's my word, Romans 8:14. Those that are led by, I hear you, Lord. I can pick, there are battles that I can pick. I can choose not to enter. I can sit there on my couch, and the Bible says, be angry, but don't sin. I can get angry at Teresa and not beat the house down. I've done it before. You know, but if I choose to do that, I flatten her tire, she flattens mine, right? So I choose that battle. I can get there and I can want to burn the house down and say, nah, there's going to be consequences to this. I better think about it, because I did it one time, didn't think about it, and they was. I cut her tire and she busted my windows out. That wasn't a good trade. That's back before we're saved, you know. But see, the Bible says for me to be angry and not sin. So if I get angry and sin, guess what I'm gonna get? I'm gonna be like the house built on the sand. Every time I know to do it and don't, that causes my house to be built, you know, not strong, spiritually speaking. I mean, just like Teresa was talking about, some people was in that church and the pastor went and told them, you know, nah, we know y'all are broke and we know y'all are poor people and here, just get half the money back. We don't fully tithe either. And, you know, and they were asking our opinion, and Teresa told them, I said, I'd tell them, get out of there. Get out of that church. That was contrary to Scripture. Knowingly. That wasn't an accident. Come on, ignorance is something different. If you're ignorant, if you don't know, you get tripped up, God's grace is all over you like peanut butter on a sandwich. Spread thick. And it'll stick. But see, he said, he that hears and does is like a man without a foundation. That's the one that don't hear. Go back, Beth. Go back to that. I'm going to count one in a minute. Here we are. Somebody say, that's me. That's us. Hallelujah. We have to make a choice. We make a choice. I'm healed. I make that choice. Now the enemy come, the doctor said. I mean, I wouldn't even let the doctors tell me I've got heart disease. That's what the world calls it. Just because I have some stopped up arteries, okay? I mean, my hose pipe ain't cursed because the dirt knobber gets in it. You know, I'll clean it out and I'll say, now the hose pipe's fine now, right? Water runs through it good. I can't say, oh God, it's just going to explode any minute. No, it's unstopped. I'm not going to curse my water hose. Well, they're not going to get me to curse my heart either. But God, I got a fine heart. You want to jog? We'll jog. We'll jog. We'll treadmill. We'll lift some weights. We'll drive some posts. Well, you better take it easy. Said what? I didn't find out in the Bible, take it easy. I find in there, trust in the Lord with all of my heart. Right? Whoever hears that saying does it. I'm going to do it. I'm going to embrace it. I'm going to trust the Lord with all my heart. I'm not going to lean to my own understanding. This world, this world says, well, the church is not, they don't really love like they ought to. Why? Because we don't agree with you. Because we don't agree with your stupid thinking. Excuse my language, but if you ain't thinking in line with the Bible, kind of stupid. I'll get criticized for that. Boy, look at that pastor over there saying they're stupid. The Bible says a fool. Well, I'm going to say a fool says they don't need God. Well, I'm either stupid or I'm a fool. Both of them's bad. But I don't have to stay that way. I don't have to stay that way. I can come to God and I can humble myself and I can say, God, I don't know everything, God, but I know your word is right. I know your ways are right, God. God, I know, Lord. I mean, I've had to make decisions in my own home that were tough, tough choices. In my immediate family, tough choices, you know, because the Bible was right. Just because the Bible was right. But every time I do, those storms were raging and blowing and coming to my mouth, bless God. But you know what? It stood. Hallelujah. It stood. The truth stands in your life. And that's what will stand because you have put it in your heart and you are not going to be built a weak body. God's coming back after a glorious church. He's coming back after faithful members that go to church Sunday morning, Sunday night if they have in service, Tuesday if they have in service, Wednesday if they have in service. Well, I have to work. Tell God that. Well, we're getting quiet, but that's fine. I've done seen it in my own life, and I know that God is a big, big God. That if I believe God, He will move mountains that I can do His will. He will move mountains out of my way where I can do His will. See, I need God to show up Monday, Tuesday to help me make money. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the open door. But God, that box truck and them groceries is always in my way. I don't need to have to put up with this box truck putting off work and it looks like I'm losing. No, don't complain about what God has given me to do. Knuckle down, put work off, quit it if I have to. I don't know if you're convinced or not, but I'm convinced that God can bless your socks, slap off of your body. I'm convinced He could speak to me and say, pay their house off. And me say, oh, yes, sir. Your problems would be over in one move of God. Now, I got to work because I got to pay my house off. I would have lost it a long time ago had I depended on my job. I would not have it paid for today had I depended on my job and my strength. I would have divorced Teresa and moved to California and sent her money to try to save us. But you know what? It was broke in California too. It was a worldwide thing. I was going to divorce. I come up with this plan out of my own thinking because I wasn't going to go bankrupt. I couldn't find it in the Bible, so I ain't going bankrupt. You know, I'm just not going to do it. You know, and all that. So I come up with this genius plan, I thought. Well, bless God, you know what? I'll put everything in her name, and I will divorce her and separate everything that can take what we have accumulated in our life, you know, and I will move to California because there's probably more money out there, even though the economy's bad. I'll start a garage door business over there in California, and the same company will deliver to me in California. They're all over the United States, you know. And then I'll just send her money. I'll just send her some money. Make sure she's paying the bills down there. Don't lose our house and our land and all of that stuff. And then I'm like, man, what are you, dumb? God hates divorce. See what one word in that Bible that I put in my heart, our house is paid for today and I'm still married. I didn't go bankrupt. I lost a garbage dumpster, but I turned to the Word. So go ahead out there in Facebook land or whatever and get upset because you think we don't know about sacrifice. You think we don't know about pain. You think we don't know and understand trouble. You think we don't understand bodies being sick and not getting your healing right away. No, we are just warriors that you see before you that don't lay down. They could write books and make you get depressed after you find out what they was all going through and you criticize them. And then they came out, now you're in it, buddy. Swim in your boat. You better do what them warriors have done. I got you scripture for what I'm saying. Jesus said, whoever comes and hears these sayings of mine, right? Well, Paul wrote, he said, led by the Holy Spirit, follow after those who through faith and patience inherit the promises. Do what they done. Just like Beth them. They could have stayed there. God did it. God put their finger. See, God's got his finger on something. Probably not us. I mean, we're warriors here, man. We're strong. I'm not saying anybody's weak. But God has got his hand on some of his people today. He ain't let nothing happen till they get in obedience to him. As far as the kingdom's concerned, he's not going to let nothing happen until they begin to comply with him. Now, I know you don't hear that. Jensen might preach it, you know, and Creflo might. I don't know about all that, you know. But my Bible says it very clear. He who comes to me and does it. Love your enemies. Be good to the road rage people. The ones that pulls out in front of you, just bless them. Just peace, baby. Give them the love symbol. Throw it out there to them. I do. I got eight men, him got a little thing going. I do him like that, and I say, that's love. Peace. You got it. So he's riding his go-kart. He throws that thumb up. I got it, Papa. We sitting here in church. I'll go. He knows that says, I love you. And he goes. So we can use a little sign language out here to express how we don't feel. When you want to shoot their tires off. Right? Yes, sir. Hey, out there. Satan's got them. He's got them out there popping every command. They're like, run the stop sign. Hurry. Get there first. On the phone, too, talking to everybody, done irritated. Come on, you'll see them pull up to the four-way, and every one of them on the phone. I'm like, uh-oh, ain't nobody knows who got here first. Then you try to go, and everybody's like, what's wrong with you? I'm like, man, I was sitting here when y'all pulled up. Used to, I would get out, probably would get out in there. Satan wants me to do it today and say, which one of y'all hillbillies wants me first? Get out! All of you, come on, see if you can take me. Y'all idiots. That's what I would tell them. There's a bunch of Christians does it today. There's a bunch of them does it today. But the only reason why is because they're not taking that word and doing it. See, the more that I embrace the word of God, I'm going to love the unlovable God. God, I'm going to get along, you know, with I'm going to be a peacemaker out here. Until I start doing that, I'm going to be one that breaks peace up. Even as a Christian. If here we are back on church again. Even if I wasn't able to go to church, I would not let any of my family members visit me at church time. Don't come to me on Sunday, visit me. It's church time. You should be. I'd preach it from my bed if I was bedridden. I said, what are y'all doing? Why ain't y'all in church? Why? Because it ain't the building. It's the heart of that person. You should be in church this morning. Go get something in church, then come pray for me. Bring something back to me. Bring something out of the presence of God. Bring something. Go get faithful. I need you as my family members to be faithful to God so that when you call on God for me and you believe God for me, that God shows up for me because of you. Be faithful to church. Well, we're all faithful. I'm not talking to you then. Just say, yes, amen. Whoo, hallelujah. Already am. Thank you, Lord. I'm like that. Now the storms are coming my way. No, this building don't keep you, but your heart towards God, had you have a covenant with God. And if you are faithful to Him, He is not a covenant breaker. He's not a covenant breaker. He don't break covenant. And neither should we. I feel like Mentresa has put, you know, I heard this, it's called a salt covenant. You know, a covenant to me is like you bring a little bag of salt, and I have a little bag of salt, Johnny. And we're going to be covenant partners. Well, you take your salt, you pour it in mine. There's no way that we're going to separate that salt. It's just not going to happen. There's no way you know which grain come out of Johnny's bag. It's salt. That's exactly the way God is with us. He will not break covenant. If He said you'll prosper, bless God, you hang on to it, stay in faith. Now, if He says that you'll prosper, it's conditional. Things don't happen just because. God said it's going to happen. They are things that will happen because God said. But salvation, He would that all men be saved, but people are going to hell every day. Hell had to enlarge itself. See, just because God saved the world through Jesus don't mean everybody going to heaven. You can believe that doctrine if you want to. It's on TV too. Just because it's on TV don't mean it's real. And it's right. Just because it's on Facebook don't mean it's spiritual. I mean, there was a spirit of heaviness on this church. I don't know if any of y'all felt it or not when I got here. It was a spirit of heaviness. So I go out yonder and I march around this building and I bring down that spirit. I bring it down in the name of Jesus. And if you're not up, praise God, spiritually, and applying the word of God, listening to preaching, if you listen to secular music, just change a little. Give God a sermon and listen to your warped up music again.
By now, sound music's warped up. Listen to the lyrics. Listen to them. Aiden was singing one. I guess he got him dad. I don't know where he got it. Come out there. Ain't nobody gonna tell me nothing. Ain't nobody gonna tell me nothing. And I'm like, what? Are you serious right now? I don't, some song out there. Ain't nobody gonna tell me nothing. That's what? Yeah, whatever it is, I don't know. But it's got the 5-year-old singing it. Ain't nobody going to tell me nothing. Don't that sound like Satan to you?
get that in his head. Ain't nobody telling me nothing. Ain't nobody telling me nothing. I told him, I said, I will, and you're going to do it. I'll tell you what you're going to do. You better get that out of your head. Start singing about Jesus out here. See, it's a little funny at 5, but it ain't at 15. It ain't at 15. No, sir, it ain't. See, and that believing system this world is infiltrating on. That's why I don't listen to secular music. I think it was a lot better back in the 60s and 70s and 80s until Satan seen how much people loved it. And then I believe Satan got more involved in it. And he's anointed it today. He's anointed some of that. And I'm not on music. Listen to what you want to. I'm going to listen to the Holy Spirit. I'm going to listen to praise and worship. I like it on my back porch, man. I like it. I went on the back porch and, oh, let's pray they praising Jesus this morning. Teresa got the radio on the back porch and got it on, you know, WDJC. Got it in the bath. Go in the bathroom. There it is in there. It's praise and worship going on. See, I don't know about you, but I've got to have the strength of God in this last day. I got to have it because he's increasing me in the natural. He's increasing us in the spiritual. And all of that can wear you out. But you stay strong in him and in the power of his might. I just told Teresa yesterday, I said I'm fixing to go deeper in the word. I'm fixing to put more word in and all of that stuff. Well, you're the preacher. I need it more than you do. I need it more than you do. But he said here, over there in Isaiah 1:19, give me that, babe. He said, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. He didn't say if you confess Jesus, like most people that I know out yonder that don't attend church, they don't tithe, they don't give nothing to the kingdom, and I'm not going to bite the bullet and believe that God's blessing them like he is the body that's bleeding. Not going to happen. Not going to make me believe it. Well, you're not supposed to judge him. I'm not. The Bible is. He said, if we be willing and obedient. So when I come across people, well, I believe Jesus. Where you go to church? Well, I don't go to church. No, you're not willing. You're not obedient. You're not making me believe that me and you can call on the Lord and he's just going to pop a miracle on you just because you're in need all of a sudden and you won't acknowledge him. He's not the God that I know. That's not the God that I know. The God that I know told me, come on, Scotty, serve me when you don't understand me. You go to church, fight for your right to go to church and choose me first. You're putting me first. Come on, Scotty, choose to give. Choose to tithe whether you need the money or not. Don't lean to your own understanding. No, those are the people that gets the promises with the persecution. I was talking, yeah, bring it on. Black God, I'll just pop you with a $100 bill. Y'all want to send me an ugly letter? Give me your address. Don't send it anonymous. We got to bless you somehow. Talking about how the Lord blessed me one time and put it on Facebook, how the Lord blessed me and blah, blah, blah. And I was giving scripture for it. And then a guy comes back and he said, look at him bragging about his money. And then I went on there and I said, you know better. And he took it off. I'm not just going to let that fly. Don't get on my post when I'm bragging on Jesus and telling your broke self that if he'll do it for this 27-year-old busted, broke, messed up boy that has come on up here and served God a couple of years and he blessed me, I'm trying to tell your little broke, rebellious self and you can't rejoice with my blessing. We're supposed to rejoice when each one of us prospers. Don't go tearing them down. If you see me come up in a Corvette, candy apple red Corvette with the windows down, with purple hair, gonna preach, don't get upset. I'm happy. I don't know about all that, Johnny said. Well, I went to the little extreme, Johnny. Yeah, purple hair. Praise God. I mean, just yesterday I said, I had this desire this year to expand the business. The Lord told me, he said, invest in the business. And I said, well, Lord, I mean, I'm gonna believe for, now, this is what we're believing for, me and Teresa, you know, and when it comes, don't be shocked. You can tell us what you're believing for. When it gets here, we won't be shocked. We full well know God will do it. Believing for a one ton. Debt free. I don't borrow money anymore. Y'all got that? I walked out of that. I will never walk in that river again. I won't. Well, you shouldn't say that. You don't know what life's going to give. I don't care what life gives me. God gave me a choice. If I be willing and obedient, I'll eat the good of the land. But if I refuse and rebel, don't go to church. I refuse and rebel. If you can go to church and you don't go to church, I'm talking to Christians. If you are able to go to church and your church is having church service and you don't, you are rebelling. Now, I'm just putting it just like black coffee, no cream in it. And that is the best way. Coffee's good for you without the sugar and the cream. When you add all that other stuff, it's not good for you. Still do your study. Coffee, black coffee, is good for you. But now when Teresa fills it with sugar and cream, here goes the calories and the pounds. Oh, sugar-free, yeah. See? If you know to confess over your body and fight for your marriage and you don't do it, then you're rebelling. You're rebelling to be obedient to the Lord. Just like a guy pulls up in my driveway. Now, don't take this as condemnation or law giving. This Bible is a highway of freedom. This Bible, the psalmist David said, "The Lord, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my marriage," or a light to my path, or a light to my finance, or a light to my kids, or a light that it shows me how to bring up my kids. I drove Jesus in Aubrey till she's wanting to be fair with Jesus now, and it's 50%. Well, I mean, somebody told me one time in the family. The family's the worst one, seemed like, in my life that tries to tear down the Jesus in me. And I don't mean that ugly. I mean, I don't know why. I mean, it just seems to be that way. I guess it's because I love them. Satan tries to use what you love to get to you. You know, but you know, I mean, every time it seems like the enemy uses that. But what he's after, he's really after the faith in our hearts. If he can get the word of God out of your heart, well, you know, I just don't really know if I want to believe. I mean, people's told me before, Brother Scotty, you know, you're too radical for people. I asked one, I said, what does that mean? My life was broken. God put it back together and I told about it and I'm radical. I go out on the streets in the rain and, you know, and believe God and preach the gospel and people are getting saved and I'm too radical. I go to the jails. I used to be in jail on the other side. I wasn't radical then. I fit right in. I'm going to go to jail. Well, I expected him to go any time. That's what the family said. Probably, some of them probably thought they should have put him in there a long time ago. But he says, if you be willing and obedient, I love my family. But when it comes to God and family, Jesus made a distinction. They come to Jesus and they said, Lord, your mother and your brothers are here. And Jesus was sitting teaching. And Jesus said, these are my brothers and sisters, those that does the will of God. Those that does the will of God. We are skin, we're blood kin in the natural, But if I am not born of God, I have nothing in common with you. Even if you are my brother, in far as the kingdom is concerned. You will see my good works, but I will see your good works because you're following Jesus. But I will take away from you unknowing to me because I am not born again. I am not following the Lord. So there is a separation there in the spirit realm. And I've got to choose God. I don't choose Teresa over God. There's nobody I believe loves me any more on this planet or that I love any more on this planet than me and her. But she don't put me first before God, and I don't put her first before God. If she makes me choose between her and God, she will be gone. You have to have that commitment, which she won't and I won't. But now I'm just talking about commitment now. I told Travis one time, and I told him, I said, now, son, I don't know, he's about 13, 14 years old. I told him, I said, son, I said, don't ever make me choose between you and Mom. I said, because Mom was here first. See, I mean, I know we're learning. Well, we got to put our kids first. That Bible don't say it. That Bible says that your kids ought to be honoring you, submitted to you. Me and Travis was in a place the other day, and people, I mean, they get upset because I tell you what I'm fixing to tell you, and their kids didn't do that. And I don't know about all that. I don't know why. I have no idea. I'm not doing it to, I don't know. But I was standing there, and that guy, he's standing there, and he said, now, that's your boy Travis up there, ain't it? Yeah. He said, man, y'all get to work together. He said, this is awesome right here, that a daddy and son. I said, yeah. I said, and he's never raised his voice to me. He might have did it at home, but I don't know about it. He might have screamed at home about it. I mean, I don't know. And this one guy stepped up, and he said, well, it's just because he's afraid of what you might do to him. I said, no, sir, you're wrong. I said, he does it out of respect for me because I raised him in the Lord. And I raised him showing him how to be who he is. See, my son back there is a big part of how he is because of me and Teresa. See, a big part of people see you the way you are. You can listen to, if one person has a problem with you, it's probably them. But if you got 20 people that says the same thing, you need to get in the mirror and do something. Because it's not them now, it's you. If you're a known gossiper in your family, everybody ain't going to tell you. They're going to say, if you want to know anything, just ask so-and-so. Why? Because they know that person is up in everybody's business and knows everything, and the Bible tells me and you not to be busybodies. Now see, I'm coming back to Scripture, so that we are strong and we stand strong in the times to come. Hallelujah. I was watching some movie the other day, and it was based on a true story. Teresa, she loves to watch movies. I mean, she drags me there sometimes. She likes them real good. But anyways, we're watching it, and this guy, he's broke out of jail, and his kids has broke out of jail with him, and they're going to Mexico. It's based on a true story. And so he steals this one car, and he takes this family and puts them in the car, innocent family. One kid was 3 years old and blah, blah, blah. And then he gets up front up there, and then they pull the shotguns, and they shoot them up. Just shoot the whole family in their car. That they put them in their car, and they're still in their car. And so then they take this other, they go and they take this other van, they're taking this van and these two young kids, the teenage kids, and so they take them out in the woods, and that one ain't wanting to do it, not wanting to do it, you know. And I'm sitting there, and I'm mad. I'm really mad, Johnny. I'm like, I wished I was there, and had I was his son sitting there with a pistol, I'll shoot my daddy in the head, you know. And I just said out of my mouth, I said, I wished I was him. I'd shoot him in the head. She said, you're not supposed to do that. I said, I wasn't mad till this movie come on. I was fine. And this is trying to get me judging and mad. But that was my passion and love for those innocent people that this were happening to for no reason. Well, now, you know, just like, man, I got to close. I can run over if I want to. Praise God. We called off Sunday night service, so it's only 2.5 hours now. But you know, we can't let this, I am going to close with it. We can't let this world mold us and people around us and our families and all of that. And the Lord, me and Teresa were talking yesterday, and she, I'm sitting there and I'm listening to her. As times the Lord, just, we start clicking, you know, and we can just go for hours talking about the Lord, you know, and it's great when that happens. Well, while she's talking, I thought about the scripture where it says hireling, you know, that some of the hireling. And I told the Lord one time, I said, Lord, I kind of feel like a hireling. I feel like I'd run if it really got bad. And the Lord said, no, you won't run. He said, I've called you and anointed. Well, I felt, just the way I felt, you know, because I'm like, I don't know if I'm strong enough to do this pastoring stuff and all that stuff. And the Lord said, no. He said, I've called you and you're not a hireling. He said, you're not doing it for the money and you're not, he said, your heart, you're doing it because it's the will of God for you. And I said, yeah. Well, I mean, it wasn't just a few, Teresa was talking and we were talking about some of these things. And then I told her, I said, you know what? I said, I just thought about that scripture before you said that. And you know, she got up here this morning and talked about it. Travis, he said, I just heard a sermon about that yesterday. Well, God wants us to have truth in our hearts, praise God, so that when the troubles come, and they will, that we don't fall away. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. Thank you, Lord.